First person singular. Views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Laurie Coyne looks back on how she got here.
In the 60s, people joked that a giant hand tipped the United States to the left and all the loose pieces tumbled into California. You know, the rogues, the renegades, the runaways, the misfits, the hippie wannabes. I guess in a way that was true. Maybe still is. I myself was always adventuring back then. Spent years in Chicago, then Jerusalem. Whenever I left home, it was as if I was auditioning for a life, and when the world got too tough out there, I had returned to the green oasis of my family home in Ohio. In 1968, I knew it was time to grow up and leave home for good. I packed a typewriter, books, and records into my blue Mustang and sped west as if my life depended on it, through Omaha, Cheyenne, the Great Salt Plains, and on through the night. On my Russian grandmother's immigrant voyage to this country, she stood at the ship's rail waiting for Lady Liberty to appear in the misty New York harbor, when the ship pulled instead into Baltimore, a poignant moment lost to history. But when I crossed the San Francisco Bay Bridge in the haze of early morning, the radio was singing like an anthem. I checked into the Hotel California, and there was no going back. I guess I must have been one of those loose pieces. Maybe I still am.
Laurie Coyne is still here, a writer living in Santa Cruz. In first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.